This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It could save your life, Willie.
All right, let's swing back around to NBC meteorologist Bill Caron's been keeping us updated on the path. A lot of people went to bed with one idea of what this hurricane was, waking up to something a little bit different. Maybe.
The message yesterday morning and even yesterday afternoon till about probably 6 p.m. was that this was going to be just historic, catastrophic. That was the path of a Category 4 storm right up the coast from West Palm Beach northwards. We had a shift yesterday afternoon, only of about 10 to 15 miles further off the coast, and that has spared the worst of it for a lot of areas from the Melbourne area southwards especially. Here's a wider view of the storm, where it took that shift. The eye was supposed to go in between here where Freeport's located in West Palm Beach right here. It was actually closer towards the Freeport area. That slight shift had huge implications in the track. Instead of being along the coast, that track was a little further off the coast overnight. That has spared horrendous damage further to the south. So let me get over here to the radar, and you can see what you need to avoid is the eye wall. That's where the strongest winds in the hurricane are. The eye wall, this is the northeast quadrant, that's the northern quadrant of the eye wall, this is the western quadrant. This has remained offshore all night long, sparing us horrendous damage from areas from Melbourne southwards. Yes, it's been strong enough to knock out power probably for a couple days in those areas, but your houses are remained standing, which is what we were afraid wouldn't happen if this had been on the coast. So just a shift of 20 miles has made a world of difference, and I'm thrilled for those people down in those areas. But unfortunately, that western eye wall is now going to be very close all day long to the Volusia County coastline, Flagler, Daytona Beach, all the way back up to Jacksonville. So just because they were spared to the south does not mean our friends to the north are still looking at grave dangers as we go throughout the day. Here's the hurricane force wind shield. It is right over the top of right now the Space Coast where they had the 100-mile-per-hour gust. That's where the extreme wind warning continues. And that extreme wind warning could be extended up towards Orange City, Daytona Beach, New Smyrna Beach, as the western eye wall is very close to you all morning long. I mean, it's going to be the difference between 5 miles between significant damage in the areas of Volusia County or maybe minor damage. So it's a very close call. And as far as the storm surge goes, we just had a 4-foot storm surge in Cape Canaveral. So everyone south of Cape Canaveral, you avoided the storm surge, and that is fantastic news for Cocoa Beach and all the beaches there in Brevard County. But Volusia County, you're not going to be as lucky. The storm is going to be a little bit closer to you, and because of the angle of approach and the way the winds are going to pile up the water on the coast, that red coloring there is still up to 10 feet of storm surge. So we haven't even seen even half of that up to this point yet. That's why this storm still has a chance to be historic. That's why you still need to be out of your houses and away from the coast, from northern portions of Florida through Georgia and South Carolina as we go throughout the day today, and then tomorrow we'll bring that back up into areas of South Carolina. So once again, the path of the storm is going to be parallel to the coast. We're maybe not even expecting a landfall of this major hurricane, but we still have the great fears as we go throughout this afternoon, this evening here, right along the coastal area. So again, just because it hasn't been historic, it hasn't been the catastrophic effects that we thought were maybe possible for West Palm Beach, the Fort Pierce, the Stewart, to Melbourne, doesn't mean the people to the north won't still have that.
Mm. All right. Bill Caron's with a walking tour of our weather wall. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank
appreciate
you, Bill.
It. An extreme wind warning has been issued for Cape Canaveral, Florida.
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And with us right now is Megan Barth. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. You know, we're hanging on here. You know, Hurricane Matthew gone through.
Yeah.
It is absolutely crazy. My first hurricane. Wouldn't you know my first one would be a four? God wouldn't break it to me easy and say, hey, we're going to start you out with a one. But maybe because of my earthquake experience and all those years in California, thought maybe that a four would be okay.
You're getting baptized by fire.
Yeah. Fire, wind, and water,
wind,
you know,
all
that good stuff. Hey, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of which,
I'm praying for you guys, and I'm just praying for Florida and your neighbors. And,
yeah, appreciate it. I mean, it's all up and down the coastline. I mean, you know, you know, Georgia's affected, the Carolinas, and now we're talking, according to the models, that there may be a little bit of Australian in this picking hurricane, that it's going to boomerang back, and next week we may have it for another experience, maybe another run at it. I don't know, it's pretty crazy on some of these models. I've never heard of anything like this, but it's been something like over 4,000 days, almost as long as Hillary's had a press conference, you know, that there been a hurricane that has hit land here, so we'll see what happens. So
another hurricane hit land at that debate.
Yeah, I mean, could you believe that? I mean, I got to tell you, Megan, you know, in the East here, we have no-see-ums. Do you know about no-see-ums?
Oh, I do know about no-see-ums, and that is why I wear Avon Skin So Soft as a bug repellent.
No, that stuff doesn't work. They told me that stuff works. You know, I think
it totally works. It's a sunscreen, too.
No, they love that stuff. You know, at least the ones here in Florida that I run into, I use that Skin So Soft, and they said, oh, boy. And you know, it was like seasoning or something, you know. There must be something about Skin So Soft in Mexicans, because they just, you know, these no-see-ums went after it. But, you know, for people that haven't heard about them, they call them flying invisible teeth. And they chew on you, and they can make you miserable real quick. And for me, in watching that debate, you know, the only thing that, you know, it just reminded me of Tim Kaine, that he was like a no-see-um, just a constant nagging irritation, you know, interrupting Mike Pence over 70 times. Could you believe that?
72 times. And Tim Kaine had the gall to call it a discussion.
Yeah.
Who interrupts somebody 72 times in a 90-minute discussion?
Yeah.
Well, Tim Kaine proved why the mascot of the Democrats is a jackass.
Right.
That's exactly how he conducted himself.
And of course, he makes reference about being considerate. He didn't want to say something because he wanted to be considerate of his wife, and his wife is sitting there going, hey, yeah, he interrupts me too.
It's like nails on a chalkboard. And wasn't it interesting? You know, Mike Pence would be answering the question asked or introducing, you know, a new topic in the debate, like something relevant like ISIS, and all of a sudden Kaine would want to talk about taxes.
It's exactly.
Like you're completely, you use all of his talking points in order to distract and deflect from the reality of a 1947 economy, a 1944 military, a 1% GDP, and an ISIS that has grown into the size of Indiana from nothing.
Right. And on top of that,
simply don't want to talk about.
And on top of that, he insists that the Iranian deal is all secure. Iran will not get a nuclear bomb. That's out of the question. It's frozen. He is 100% confident that Iran is not going to go nuclear. But, you know, let's not even talk about the rest of the Arab nations out there that, guess what, they're shopping for a nuclear bomb because of the United States' leadership here and what Obama has done with Iran. They're figuring, hey, look, we better protect our interests and we better get our hands on a bomb as well, right?
Well, can the Democrats then tell us what we should expect the Iranian mullahs to do with $1.6 billion of unmarked cash?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, and that it's not ransom. Of course, you know, that's
right.
From President Obama's delusion and John Kerry's delusion. Of course, you talk to the mullahs and you talk to Iran, they go, oh, it's ransom. And you talk to anybody else there, it's ransom, you know.
Right. Well, and it, you know, this reminds me of the latest came out. I think it was just in the press that it has an 8% favorability rating. Yeah, good job, press. That Ohio is no longer a needed state in an election.
Right.
They just changed the facts on a dime. Like, they just changed traditions on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that what they say to be is true and must be believed.
Well, Megan, they're going to be in for a rude awakening. All these delusional media types that have been drinking the Kool-Aid for so long, just like what happened in Europe with Brexit. It was a big shock to them. I mean, look what happened with Christine Lagarde. Did you see her last week? Did she become unhinged? I mean, you know, the IMF is going, the International Monetary Fund is going bonkers because they see over the horizon what's coming. And what's coming is a total reaction to this globalistic mindset that is proven time and time again. It doesn't work. You're killing these regions with this, with the influx, this unhampered, self-serving influx of refugees, and they're saying this doesn't work, and America is saying this doesn't work, but you know what? They're not listening. Donald Trump is listening, and this is why he is causing the wave and the reverberations across this country, not only across this country, but around the world, and these elites are all freaking out, and you can watch them because they're being exposed big time with their reaction.
Yeah, I always say, you know, watch how someone reacts and look at who they fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the right people started to fear and despise Donald Trump. And I said, he's the winner. He's the leader. Because he tapped into immediately the sense, the underlying understanding of the basically the sleeping giant subconscious that there's something not right in the world. And our communities were completely changing. And it's not from a color perspective. It's the fact that our taxes are now being used to fund 82 different dialects in Nashville, Tennessee because of the refugee crisis. And I watched this unfold in Naples just last night. I was up kind of late. And there was a report, I think it was on Special Report, that Naples, Italy, they are getting thousands, tens of thousands of refugees. Some are dying, of course, on the way. Some are being burned by gasoline and salt water. 7 babies were delivered on a boat that they saved. 7 people died. And I thought, Flowered Piven.
Yes.
This is what George Soros and the communists and the Solinskyites are all about. You flood the system in order to break and change the system and then remodel it into what something you want.
Exactly.
And this is what is happening on a global scale. And thank God for Le Pen and others who are standing up to having their countries completely bankrupted and the demographics forever shifted.
Exactly.
It's cultural genocide.
Exactly. Well, Megan, we got to go to break. We'll leave it there. We'll pick it up when we come back. We're visiting with Megan Barth. More from Megan right after this. Stay with us, America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you.
Back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, by all means, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Welcome our new affiliate to Bill Martinez Live and our 280-plus affiliates around this country. We welcome back 1590 WCGO out of Chicago, airing us a little bit delayed, you know, from noon to 2 every day. We welcome you here to the fold and being part of the team to get this country back on track. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, what people are missing throughout this whole ordeal, and you just put your finger right on it, and that is that there is an underlying black agenda, and I'm not talking about black like black lives. I'm talking a dark agenda that has been thrust about this country while we've been working hard to try to survive and put food on the table. These elites that have controlled the Beltway and the international community are having their way. They're creating all kinds of chaos to the end that they can come in on the other side. The very chaos that they created, they can come back and say, hey, we're the guys to fix it and be the heroes, right?
Well, right, and they just took control of the Internet.
Yeah.
On October 1st.
Thank you very much, Barack Obama. We just turned that
Thank
over.
You very
I mean,
much. Yeah.
Trillions of dollars of value goes out the door. And, I mean, this is Barack Obama's legacy, ladies and gentlemen. He's so legacy conscious. Are you kidding me? He just gave away all kinds of assets of the United States. We got nothing. We got nothing out of it. Maybe he gets a job or something. I don't know. I mean, even Hillary Clinton wouldn't have sold out the Internet unless, you know, there was some sort of pay-for-play exchange. But right now, you know, we're not seeing it. All we know is trillions of dollars of assets, you know, came off the USA books and went to the international community to God only knows where.
Well, right, the UN, so now they're going to control what they believe to be free and fair speech. And God forbid if you say that a Muslim terrorist made a terrorist attack in London. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't say that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't actually say if a Muslim committed terror in London and the surrounding area anymore, according to new guidelines that were established. And this is the goal, is to whitewash everything and to make the people stupid, because the less information we have, the greater the stupidity. And shame on those that don't see it in this respect, because we sacrificed one of our biggest assets, which was the right to the Internet. We relinquished all control, something that no Al Gore didn't create. Something that was created outside of Al Gore.
Exactly. And where's our Congress? Where's Mitch McConnell? Where's Paul Ryan on this? Where's our leaders, you know, from Congress yelling and screaming and doing something about this to try and stop it? And we got some, you know, some crazy judge, you know, that can't even call time out on this. This is a late night, Friday night kind of deal. And four attorneys generals go to this job. I believe the judge was in Houston, you know, this appellate judge, and they can't stop it? Are you kidding me?
Well, I wonder who appointed him.
Well, yeah, Obama, of course.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's
and Obama, and this is what Obama has done. He has done, you know, two Supreme Court appointments. Yeah.
Yes.
And the most appellate and federal. Mm-hmm. And so this is how the judiciary is a slow creep. It's creeping Marxism. I've called it that since day one. Mm-hmm. And he's infested every single area. Even now our FBI is politicized and corrupted and criminalized by the criminals. And
yeah, I'm speaking of which, Megan, you know, I don't know if you saw this. Hang on one second, only because you mentioned the FBI. You know, everybody was saying we all held, you know, James Comey in such regard and the things we're finding out. And then we just found out last week that he's on the take, that he's getting money from the Clinton Foundation. Surprise, surprise. What does that say?
Always follow the money. And the audacity that they had to destroy evidence after a congressional subpoena.
Yes.
That we just find out this week. The evidence was destroyed on the laptop, and Cheryl Mills and the other gal, I don't recall her name off the top of my head, were given complete immunity if they handed over their laptop. That was a complete farce. That was a travesty of justice. There isn't any justice, and that's why Trump has to, when he comes into the debate on Sunday, make sure he stands on law and order and brings all of this into it. Because if Hillary Clinton should even get within a breath of the White House, we as a republic are definitely done, because the criminality is only getting started.
Exactly. Well, it's been well entrenched for many years. While we've been sleeping and busy surviving, they've been running away with this. And I think this is what they're freaking out and panicking about. Like you say, it's very telling the things that they say. And Donald Trump could learn a lot, you know, from that VP debate and how Michael Pence, you know, conducted himself.
He certainly certainly could. You know, I watched Pence with just a lot of admiration, and I've watched him actually over the years prior to him becoming a governor of Indiana. Mm-hmm. He was scouted instead of Romney. He was, it was an early choice. And he spoke to the California GOP in Palm Springs. It was a fantastic speech. So I've watched him for quite some time. And he's a statesman. He is a true statesman. He is, he leads by example. He was able to put Kaine as many times as the moderator allowed him to, on the defensive, even though Kaine was constantly changing the subject and wouldn't answer the questions. Pence still had a doggedness and an aggressiveness, but it was very soft. And Bill, I have to tell you, when I want to know about the woman's vote, I go to my group, my core group of girlfriends. Some were never involved politically. Some are Democrats, Independents, Republicans. A majority of them were impressed by Pence. Many of the undecided gals and the Democrats that were disillusioned said Pence for president.
Yeah, I mean, when you, the big takeaway is if the big seat was ever vacated, which of those two choices right there would you want in that place? I mean, clearly you would want Governor Pence in there. Just to clarify something earlier real quick, Megan, it was Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, the aides
Thank
in charge
you.
Of deciding which of the former Secretary of State's emails on her private server would be turned over to the State Department. It was those two girls, too late. Ladies that, you know, got this immunity, which is just amazing to me. And, you know, of course, Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte, you know, is asking questions and going, wait a minute, what, why did you give them something that wasn't required? And we got nothing in return. They ignored. This was something that was in play, what, almost 2 years earlier. They were to preserve all this information. And in spite of, you know, of this dictate by Congress, they went ahead and destroyed these two computers.
Yeah, just went ahead and destroyed them after the congressional subpoena. We are operating under a DOJ that is completely lawless. It is a Department of Social Justice. It is a department that works on behalf of the Clintons in order to provide cover. We also find out that Barack Obama used a pseudonym. And
yes.
He told us that he only learned in the news about Hillary's email problem. He was using her email.
Yes.
All of this needs to come out. It's the drip, drip, drip that the press refuses to cover, but that the American people need to understand truly what we're up against. And, you know, I was on a Christian television program this morning, and Christians, again, aren't rallying around Trump like they didn't rally around
Mitt Romney.
The voter registration numbers are down. Well, if Pence isn't getting you to the polls, I'd say he's the next thing to Jesus you can get. And Jesus isn't going to be on a ticket.
Right. You sound like our old friend Phyllis Schlafly. That's what she would say all the time. One final thing about 30 seconds here is Bill Clinton, he let the cat out of the bag and called Obamacare for what it was, right?
He finally told the truth.
By accident, but, you know, hey, that's what they do. You know, they, like I say, they do self-indict themselves. You just have to listen and let them talk themselves into the crazy things that they get into. Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, and he said people are working twice as hard for basically 60 hours a week, paying twice as much for health care, getting half the benefits.
Yep.
And he's like, that's crazy. Well, that's what we've been saying, and that's what we've been saying since 2008.
Well, exactly. Well, Megan, we got to leave it at that. We're out of time. Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Always, Megan, good to have you with us.
Hey, always, Bill. Thank you so much, and be safe. Praying for you.
This report is brought to you by Travelers. The findings of the 2016 Travelers Risk Index have been released, identifying what worries Americans most. This year's survey found financial security is the top concern for consumers, while business leaders see rising medical costs as their biggest threat. Patrick Gee, Senior Vice President of Claim at Travelers.
The report uncovered some shared concerns among consumers and business leaders relative to things like cyber threats, a changing workforce, and also severe weather. The good news is there are steps they can take to protect their families, finances, homes, and also their workplaces. We recommend carrying out a risk assessment and discussing your needs with a risk advisor.
Business leaders and consumers alike worry about the changing workforce. More than one quarter of consumers fear they won't have the skills to compete, and almost half of business leaders worry they won't be able to attract and retain talent. Additionally, more than half of Americans surveyed rank cyber threats as one of their biggest concerns. For the full results, visit travelers.com/riskindex. That's travelers.com/riskindex.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates across this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got all the information out there. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with a modern-day hero, and I know that he wouldn't accept this because he's too humble a man, but what he and his family have done to this culture in shaking it up and what they've stood for in the face of incredible odds, cultural pressure, has just been more than remarkable. Phil Robertson is with us. Yes, the Duck family founder and father of it all, Phil Robertson. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, Phil?
Hey, good to be here, man.
Hey, a little bit of background here just to kind of put these things into perspective. Came from a big family, seven kids, little money. You're there in Shreveport. You've got some athletic skills, football player. You go on to college. You in fact, are the first string quarterback ahead of one Terry Bradshaw, which many people have discussed in the past. And I was thinking about this, Phil. Were you two guys, I mean, imagine as far as the coaches are concerned, you two characters on the field together must have been a lot of fun, but I got to imagine if you were in the same classroom, you tormented a lot of teachers along the way.
I think maybe you have spoken the truth in love. Look,
yes.
I told Bradshaw, I said, Bradshaw, someone grabbed me from behind at the LAX airport over in L.A., and I turned around. It was Bradshaw. He saw me walk by, and I said, Bradshaw, son, you've done pretty well running from large, violent men. Mm-hmm. I said, now the whole time you're running from these large, violent men, I've been chasing these ducks. I think my livelihood is safer than yours.
Yes.
He went through his list of injuries and all that. He said, by the way, he's got to tell me how many women he's been married to.
I
said,
Lord.
I said, you know, I think I made the right choice chasing ducks instead of large, violent men chasing me.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it that you said that he was chasing, he chased the bucks, you chased the ducks, and
it
all is well, even after four Super Bowl championships for one Terry Bradshaw. But, you know, for you, fellas, you and I were talking about, of course, you got a movie that's coming out. Congratulations on it. It's going to be opening nationwide in theaters on October the 7th. Torchbearer, and the subhead to that is when man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything, won't he?
You know, you look around at our culture, and Miss Kay and I deal with them every day. Right now, she's up there with about 40 women who were ravaged as young girls, and some of them were pimped out, and they prostituted themselves, and we meet with these people every day. If people are out there in the heartland are wondering what we do all the time, Miss Kay and I, we deal with the drug addicts and the ones that are on the bottle has got them down on the ground and all of these sexual sins. We get them up and get them up on their feet. We point them to Jesus, preach the gospel to them, and we love them.
Yeah.
And that's what we do all the time, Martinez. And it's a full-time job. We're dealing with the ravages of our nation because they have forgotten God. The documentary is a historical account on these empires that rise and fall. And you could go all the way back to the Roman Empire and these heathen Romans and the murderous ways feeding the children of God to wild animals. We went there and we filmed the shot for the documentary, and I went to that Colosseum and I looked down underneath the thing, what's left of it, and where they had all these lions, tigers, and it was just a slaughterhouse feeding God's people.
Yeah.
Then these idolatrous Greeks, well, you just come on through history and you get Adolf Hitler, and then you get Hirohito, and you have Joseph Stalin, and this latest bunch. The carnage and the murder and the senseless killings that come about when people forget God, and the immorality and perversion and all that goes with it. You know, I told CPAC, and they all hollered and ranted and raved because I said, according to the Center for Disease Control, at any given time, 110 million Americans suffer from a debilitating or life-threatening sexually transmitted disease.
Wow.
And they all whooped and hollered, said, that old gray beard, what's he? But once they checked the facts, they said, looks like he's got mathematics and logic on his side.
Yeah, not to mention ancient wisdom that tells you that we will reap what we sow. God will not be mocked.
The documentary is about that. You know, it was James Madison who wrote our Constitution. He said, look, they were patting him on the back, and old James said, this Constitution was written for a religious and moral people.
Exactly.
It's wholly inadequate for any other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said the religion is the basis and foundation of government, and they all warned us, when you lose your love for each other, your virtue, when you lose that and you lose your morality, well, then freedom, it goes too. So
yes.
Hopefully the documentary, Martinez, will at least... it's a brutal film because once nations forget God, and you start down the list and you see the carnage that ensues, it's a brutal thing to watch. Mm.
Yeah, but it's honest, and it's true, and this is the problem that you have, especially in a culture that has been conditioned by political correctness, Phil.
Oh, my goodness. Look, we systematically and methodically ran God out of the entertainment business. We ran him out of the institutions of higher learning. And think about your elementary schools, junior highs, high school.
Mm.
Some little girl who's fixing to eat her lunch can't even say a prayer of thanks to God for the food she's fixing to eat.
Right.
And we ran him out of government. So we're on the path, the current path. We have removed the only firm anchor we ever had, and
exactly.
Our founding fathers warned us about it. But we are here now, Martinez, and we're now seeing the results of, you know, everyone who sins, 1 John 3:4 says, breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. So what everybody is looking at transpiring in America, if you notice, they're all hollering about the law enforcement. It's the cops' problem. Can you imagine if you took away all law enforcement and we went with these guys who are saying, well, it's the cops' problem?
Yes, exactly.
If you take away law enforcement, Martinez, you think it's rough with law. Well, just take them out and you don't have any kind of law and then watch them.
Yes.
Would it be a slaughterhouse or what?
Well, no question. And this is, these are the facts, ladies and gentlemen, what Phil Robertson is sharing with us. And I know this should cause you to have pause, and it's good to have these meditative moments. The Bible often, brings that to mind when it says Selah. I say the Selah moments. That's the time when the Holy Spirit is saying, look, you need to stop and think on these things.
You know,
when you talk about education, what's happened, you know, some modern day theorists and sociologists say, well, this has only happened in the last 50, 60 years since we took the Ten Commandments out of the classroom. But it didn't. It happened long before that, Phil. I say go back to Darwin. Darwin opened up the gate to it with his Origin of Species. We started to disrespect what God had set into motion, and it brought into question that very question that started in Genesis 1. Did God really say?
You bet you. If you think about it, we now have turned America. Who would have thought we have turned on ourselves and we've legislated and made it legal for the slaughter of unborn children to the point to where they literally slice and dice human beings and
yes.
sell their body parts to the tune of 55 to 60 million?
Yeah,
you would
exactly.
say, what in the world? And they parade their perversion, and we've legislated murder and perversion. So no nation can stand when they begin those kind of sinful practices. So I'm basically calling America, and this is a shocker to them, but it is the truth. I'm calling America to repentance. They ought to repent.
Yes.
We ought to turn back to God. Martinez, I do not see the downside of loving God
Amen.
And loving each other.
Phil, let's leave it there for right now. We got to go to break. We're going to have you back.
This report is brought to you by Fleischmann's Simply Homemade. With families busier than ever, finding time to cook homemade meals can seem daunting. Here to share some tips, Aisha Curry, author of the cookbook The Seasoned Life.
As a working wife and mother, I'm always on the go and strive to find balance. I always have the staples on hand to whip up a delicious meal on the fly. One of my go-tos is Fleischmann's Simply Homemade Cornbread. It's made with the same high-quality, real simple ingredients that you'd find in your own pantry or fridge. It contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. I love the delicious scratch-made taste, and the best part is, no one can tell that it came from a box.
If you love homemade cornbreads and muffins, but are short on time, turn to Fleischmann's Simply Homemade premium line of baking mixes to deliver scratch-made taste each and every time. For more information, visit facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. That's facebook.com/simplyhomemademix.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experiences sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night. Fight the heat, it'll be all right.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming your way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, continues. I mean, only in America can someone have a passion and a dream and just say, look, at you know, the duck calls that are out there just don't make it. I think I can do a better job. And as a result of creating a better duck call and having it patented back in the early 70s. Phil and his family, Mama Kay and Alan and Jason, Willie and Jephthah, the whole group have just fallen into brilliance just overnight, right, Phil?
Yeah, you know, I told someone, I said, when we were at the Cannes movie festival over in France, mm-hmm. when they first showed the documentary, for a short period of time, yours truly here is actually running around with the Hollywood elite that are based on the premises.
Right.
So they're seeing me walk by and they're thinking, the dude looks like a homeless man, but he has bodyguards. What does it mean?
Yes.
So the bottom line is, you know, they're shocked to find out, most people, that I'm a multi-millionaire and somewhat famous. I always remind them, Martinez, that all the money I ever amass here on the earth, God has been good to me.
Amen.
It cannot remove my sin, and all the fame I ever get cannot raise me from the dead, my man.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the documentary, Torchbearer. You know, how did it start for you, Phil? Why the movie?
Zach Dasher, my nephew, actually wrote the script, unbeknownst to me. Mm-hmm. He showed this script. I didn't even know he was working on a script. Yeah. He showed it to Steve Bannon and Dave Bossy and some of the guys in Washington, D.C. So they asked Zach to call me and see if I would narrate it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let me read the thing. Zach, what have you come up with? I read it, and I figured pretty quickly that old Zach, my nephew, is way more intelligent than I thought he was.
Yeah, right.
So I said, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. So they got it all together. And Steve Bannon actually directed the thing, and we went across Europe. And we basically, it's a documented historical account of what happens to empires when they forget the God of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And simply put, when you allow men, humans, to determine right and wrong, good and evil, and what one's life is worth. You turn that over to human beings, it's like this president of the Philippines, the last day or two, has come out. They have like 3 million drug addicts in the Philippines. He said the way to do this is just eradicate all of them.
Wow.
And he said Hitler eradicated a bunch he didn't like, so I could do the same thing with these people on drugs and just kill them all.
Mm.
Well, that's what happens when you allow men to determine what's right and wrong, good and evil, and the worth of human life instead of God.
Yes.
So basically, America has gone down the same road. All these empires, we're on the road now,
mm-hmm.
and the guise of political correctness, which is really, guys, it's no more than just depravity. Yeah, that Romans 1 text, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And there's a list of things there. Wickedness, evil, greed, depravity, murder, strife, envy, insolent, arrogant, boastful, they're senseless, faithless, heartless. It's a horrible read.
Yeah, it sounds
exactly
like the United States. It sounds like the United States in 21st century America
now.
So it does.
It's us. It's a depressing thing and an embarrassing thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you said this earlier, and this is what we need to bring full circle. Yes, you know, on the heels of prosperity, this is the Table of Nations cycle that is read out time and again in the book of Judges. With
yep.
prosperity, men begin to see things according to their own eyes. There's no God standard. It's a man standard. That's what
that's
you're
right.
saying to. And then what happens? They reap what they've sown. They become enslaved to their own sin. Until they get to that point where they cry out to God because they realize that God's the only answer. He is the only redeemer that can answer our prayer. And then God adjusts us back into glory again. And we follow him until we go through that cycle once again until Jesus comes.
That's the documentary. You have just voiced the documentary. By the way, the last scene after all that carnage for 1 hour... It's 1 hour of carnage because these empires forget God.
Mm.
The last scene, it opens up, and it shows what we do all the time. We walk them from my living room after we've shared the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He'll remove your sin, and he'll raise you from the dead. You have a better story? And they're like, I do not.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't either.
That's
and look. We march them down on the river like they did in the book of Acts.
Mm.
And in the scene, it shows me baptizing these poor souls. The first one was a girl, and she had drinking vodka, Ben and Merle, drinking vodka right out of a bottle for 20 years.
Wow.
And we worked with some little redneck girl right up the road.
Mm.
And I told her, she says, I think I'm ready. I said, well, we have a film crew going to come in a couple of days. Wait a couple of days, and I'll take you and take you down the river, little girl, and I'll baptize. So she was number one on the list.
Wow.
She had been a naughty girl for 20 years, so it was really cool to watch. So that's the last scene in the documentary. Turn to God, and everything will be all right. Peace of mind will come your way.
Well, once again, proving, you know, Hillary Clinton's statement very off base and without Jesus when she referred to a basket of deplorables being irredeemable. Again, God proves what is the truth, that we are redeemable if we will only turn away from our wicked ways and turn to him.
If Hillary Clinton had seen before she made that statement, if she had just observed what Miss Kay and I do every day,
mm-hmm.
we deal with the ones that the society would say are unlovable. We deal with them on a daily basis. When they know we love them, Martinez, all the people that's been in the unnatural sex acts and all these sexual sins, when they understand that we love them as humans
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to abuse them or use them, that's when they begin to say, what is the story?
Exactly.
And tell them how much God loves them, and they become part of our family and some of the finest people you've ever seen.
Mm.
I told one girl, I said, you understand, you look like a man. You understand that?
Mm.
But I know you're a woman, right? You are a woman. She said, I'm a woman. Well, I told her, I said, well, honey, when you're born again, look, break out the Maybelline and let the hair grow a little bit and let's look like a woman. So once a month she would come to me and she said, what do you think? And every time she would look more and more attractive, I thought, Miss K, if you ever dial me, I said, this is
hey,
she actually looked like a woman now. Oh, I'm thinking, girl, you've come a long way.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, speaking of Miss K, boy, going back to high school, that's where you met her. She had her eyes out for the big man on campus, huh?
Yeah, I guess she spotted me right off. But mm-hmm. at the time, she was pretty well, I thought, they owned a grocery store. I thought she was loaded, you know. Mm-hmm. But she did have some wheels, which was nice because I was hitchhiking up and down the road. Right. So she would, when we had a date, she'd get in the old Bel Air Chevrolet, drive down, pick me up, and here we go.
In a Bel Air? She had a Bel Air?
Oh, she had a little Bel Air Chevrolet.
I love this woman.
And she owned a grocery store, so she'd bring me the old Cokes in the bottle, you know, and she'd bring me a little T-bone steak because they owned that store, you know.
Right.
I thought, boy, I didn't run up on good times here.
And here she is, a woman of God following Jesus, and she sees the God man in you before you do.
That's it. So she waited me out, so finally, so now that's what we do. She's my wife of about 50 years, and she's my fellow worker. She's my sister in Christ, and she's my best buddy. So that's what the people out there in the television land are seeing. They're actually seeing a functional family with Jesus at the center of it.
Right.
And if you look around at our culture and the disintegration of our families, we're saying to our culture, come on.
Yeah.
Let's turn to God and let's get our families back together.
Exactly. Yeah,
we're
just
trying to help them, Martinez. But
exactly.
It's hard sale, my man.
Well, one at a time, but hey, look it. We co-labor with God. He's the one that does the work. We just go alongside and say, your kingdom come, your will be done, right?
You betcha. Maybe through this documentary, it is a kind of a shocking thing, but I wouldn't recommend it for small children, but for the ones who are accountable of the age of where they're sinners, I would at least say everyone should see this because, and maybe this will help. If God's behind it, I think it'll go ballistic, so we'll see how it works out. But we're just trying to help our fellow man here.
Yeah, that's all we can do is, hey, we're obedient to God. I mean, and I think that's the worst thing, to be guilty of, right? To be obedient to God.
Man, what are you talking about?
Amen.
So I'm thankful just to be in the position to be persecuted a little bit and have a few names call at me. It doesn't bother me at all. I just go right on forward, my man.
Well, here he is, the Commander-in-Chief. We're talking the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson has been our guest. The movie, The Torchbearer, which opens up nationwide on the 7th of October. Must see. You can go to the website, torchbearermovie.com. All the information is right there. Phil, God bless you. All the work that you and Kay and the family are doing. Just keep up the good work and know that we're praying for you. We know the battle can be rough, but hey, there's more than enough Jesus to handle that, right?
You betcha. Well,
okay,
thank you, my brother. Hey, keep the faith, dude. Let's
you got roll. It. Take care. God bless. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Worried about...